Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome in to Religionless Christianity. I'm your host, Spencer. This is my lovely wife, Nicole. And I don't know if you can tell, we're wearing the same shirts that we wore in a previous video. That's because we were running long talking about Lil Nas X. So if you haven't seen that video, go check it out. I'll have it linked up here in the description somewhere. Just go check that video out. It was good, but we probably could have talked for an hour on Lil Nas X. So go check that out and let us know what you guys think about those topics. But we got another topic for you today from the news that we want to talk about. And then if we have some time left, got some more, I guess biblical things we might dive into. So we'll see how much time we have left here. But do you want to say anything before we get started?
I just appreciate you guys listening and watching, and we just appreciate any comments, and please like and subscribe.
Yes, please like and subscribe, and then consider in your kindness going to Patreon or PayPal. Consider supporting this ministry. It would definitely help us to know that we're on the right track and we're giving you guys the content that you want to hear and see. So we would definitely appreciate that. All right. So this story I got it from theblaze.com, but it comes from the National Review, which is not just like some rag news outlet. It's a pretty respectable news outlet. And I don't have the headline, but I'll just read the first sentence of it that I pulled from the article. It says, California's Board of Education voted unanimously to approve a new multi-million dollar ethnic studies model curriculum, which will be offered statewide, with many of the state's largest school districts making it a requirement for graduation. And then it goes on to say, according to the National Review, the curriculum is probably the most radical, polemical, probably didn't say that right, and ideologically loaded educational document ever offered up for public consideration in the free world. Do you have any thoughts right off the top that you want to talk about?
Just thinking how it's like, I really wonder what all the parents think of this. This is like the importance of private school to me. Like, I don't know how many parents are really like, yeah, let's do that, because that has everything to do with how successful my child is as an adult.
Yeah, and it's crazy too. Like, I didn't pull a lot of the actual quotes. I'll link the articles down in the description if you want to go check it out. And I also will link the actual California Board of Education website, so you can go and read through this document yourself if you want. I pulled some information from the document that I thought was interesting, but the National Review article goes on to talk about things that they teach in here. Like, they go into the Native American, like Mayan, Aztec gods, And not just like, hey, let's talk about the gods, but like they teach them in this curriculum, like how to dance and worship to these gods and like pray to them for courage, for like social justice and like crazy things. And
but they make the Christians like the enemy.
Yeah, I mean, naturally, the Mayan gods are way more kinder than, you know, Jesus Christ, even though in the National Review and them, they talk about this, or maybe you might have to look up the gods yourself, but like the Mayans and the Aztecs were very big into like human sacrifice, cannibalism, child sacrifice. So the reason this article stuck out to me so much is we had just, we're talking about this Lil Nas X Satan shoe thing and how Satanism is starting to get pushed a little more mainstream than it used to be. And then here comes this thing where, okay, we have Satanism on one side. Now let's start getting pagan gods brought back into normal society. If you want to call California normal society.
Yeah. Normal. Yeah.
So you kind of mentioned it a little bit there about the importance of like private school. We homeschool our kids. And again, that's another reason why this article jumped out to me. You know,
we'll have a question though, because the homeschool program that's online, like it's public school. Will this have to be in the online public school as well?
I would imagine. I mean, it kind of sounds like not every school in the country is adopting it just yet. So you may have an opportunity at some, but
I just wonder how many kids are, you know, Christians that do go to these schools are going to stand up against it. Like, I pray they do. Come on, have faith.
Californian
God
Christians.
Has people in California too. They're backbone. There's some good churches strong. There. Stop it.
Sure. John MacArthur will stand up against it. I have no doubt. But yeah, I mean, maybe they should.
I'm sure he'll be a big voice against it there.
But yeah, so I mean, this is obviously something. And, you know, you might say now, I don't live in California, so what do I care what the kids in California get taught? But this is going to become national. Like, the same people that run California are the people that run our country now. They're at the highest levels of our government. So you think that this is just going to stay in California, you're wrong. And it's going to come to a school near you. And
California is like the testing state for all evil ideas to see how well it's accepted.
Yeah. I mean, so it's not going to be long before this is coming to your neighborhood, to your kids' schools. And I pulled this little section down here. So of course they have ethnic studies. So they have Black Lives Matter and social justice as a section. That's the one section I jumped to when I went to the website and was reading about it. And I pulled this little section. So they have, you know, sample questions and sample work on this document. You can go and read for yourself. And it says, partly through the Black Lives Matter thing, it says, after completing the reading and discussion, provide an overview of the movement for Black Lives for students, detailing key shootings, defining and framing terms, highlighting the narratives of Black women and the LGBTQIA identifying people that have been impacted by police brutality, and providing various examples of the tactics of resistance used by activists and organizers within the movement. So on the face of that, you're like, okay, so provide them some of the background behind Black Lives Matter. You're like, oh, okay. I mean, I'm not super comfortable with that, but it's an institution of learning. Sure, learn about it. Mm-hmm. And then they ask some stuff like, describe the issues surrounding the details. What are the arguments? Present all sides. That sounds pretty fair. Investigate the underlying context. And they go through some stuff, and it all sounds like reasonable questions. Hey, get the kids thinking about all the different sides of this. You're like, oh, that sounds, I guess, reasonable. And then you scroll down just a little bit further, and it says, as a second component of this lesson, each student is tasked with responding to the last question required for their project. What can you do to help support those impacted by police brutality? So it's like asking these questions like, hey, Black Lives Matter, police shootings, look at all sides. And then it gets to the end. It's like, okay, so police brutality is a thing. Now write about that. And like, to me, I just read that like how they're going to twist it to like, hey, no, it's actually a thing. Like police brutality, if you're Black, if you're Hispanic, if you're a minority, cops are singling you out. And plus it's California. Like we know they're not going to be like fair and balanced and see all sides. They're crazy leftists. So, yeah, this is to me very startling.
Did it say what grade level this is being taught?
It's just for K through 12 schools. So I don't know what level of, you know, it's probably tailored by grade. I mean, I don't know what grade they start ethnic. Probably in California, they start in kindergarten.
It's crazy that it's required for graduation. Like if you fail it, you don't graduate.
Yeah. Like. So you have to be a Black Lives Matter. And that's, they're building activists. Is what they're doing. You know, they've done this in the universities for years, you know, and this is where a lot of this Black Lives Matter stuff comes from. Like all this racial tension and this communist and socialist nonsense that's getting pushed. It's not real. It's just drummed up and thought of in college, you know, professors and these academics that just sit around and think all day. And now they're starting to push this down to our high schoolers. So get ready for your kid to come home and tell you how you're stupid and you just don't understand the plight of the Black person in America or the importance of Aztec rain gods or whatever they're
talking about. These are the kind of assemblies parents are going to go to now.
But, you know, what are you going to do to fight back against? You know, we kind of talked about it in one of the points, and you can talk about this if you want, this whole sort of looking back through the lens like of feminism sort of.
Well, this is where I see like myself almost where, you know, husband and wife both work. Feminism taught us that, hey, the wife should work too. And then throw your kids in daycare, then throw them into school and you work all day. So this American dream race and we just sacrifice our kids on the altar of success or this American dream. And we get all that. Great. But our kids suffer for it. And now what do people do now when they can't afford private school? They can't stay home and homeschool their kids. They both parents have to work. So they have no choice but to leave their kids in the public school. But what do you do as a Christian? Like, is it a test of faith? Is God saying, take them out and trust me? Like, that's a real question we got to ask ourselves. Like, all the single moms out there, and I can't imagine.
Yeah, and I mean, this isn't a condemnation for people that leave their kids in school. It's
a real question to ask. Yeah,
it is. We backed ourselves into a corner where everybody in America is completely drowning in debt. We live lives that we can't afford. So we're forced to have both parents work full time, and you're at the whims of your public education. I mean, because again, you can't afford a private education, and maybe this is a topic for another day. I thought about this a while ago, like Christian schools need to do better. And we as Christians need to do better to support these places. But, you know, we've looked at Christian schools for our kids in the past, and even the cheap ones, they want like $5,000 to $7,000 per year. We got four kids, like we can't afford $20,000 to $25,000.
It doesn't matter, like if you put your kids in a private school, that doesn't like
but it's a help.
It helps, but the worldly influence is still in those places. Like I'm just saying from experience, a lot of the people I went to school with up until fourth grade, then I went to public, but a lot of the people in that private school are atheists, drug addicts, alcoholics. Like, it is about the home. So you can't just expect a Christian school to instill all the, you know, the ways of God in them.
Yeah, I mean, and this, again, is that bigger problem of America being not really a religious country anymore. And you can throw your kids in a Christian school and It doesn't do them any better necessarily, unless your home life is solid. But you know, this again, that's a topic for another day. Christian schools, you should be making this stuff free. We need to figure out a way for that. But obviously, in our opinion, we homeschool our kids, and it's been tough. I mean, if you look around our house, it's crazy. It's computers everywhere. I mean, thankfully, I love to build computers. If you like computers, let me know in the comments. I'd love to chat. But yeah, it's difficult. And you know, there's definitely been times, and I'm very fortunate to have the job that I have. It provides for us. And you work a little bit when you can, but definitely have to turn down a lot of opportunities that other people that are friends, you know, because Nikki doesn't work full time. And, you know, in our opinion, that's the best place to be. You know, we talked in the previous episode about this idea of being on a narrow path and keeping your kids in front of you and being able to watch what they do and guide them along this narrow path. You know, Jesus told us the way to life is a narrow path. And if you're not careful, they can fall off that narrow path. And, you know, we think for us, homeschooling was the right way to go. And, you know, fortunately, homeschooling has come a long way, but it just, this stuff is coming. You know, the Satanists are coming out of the closet. The socialists have already come out of the closet. I don't think full-on communism is too far away from being out of the closet, because socialism never works, right? They're going to try it. It's never going to work. So communism is going to be the next step. And, you know, we've become just complacent, right? Like, you know, Uncle Sam gives us a $1,400 check to shut up and we're cool. Not realizing that that $1,400 check just cost each of us like $3,200 to pay back or whatever it happens to be. And the more our country drowns in debt, you know, the more we become reliant on the government to take care of us. Like this, these people that want you to worship and dance to pagan gods and raise your kids to be Black Lives Matter activists, like they're the ones that we're going to for these checks to take care of us. Like this is what you have to put up with in order to get the government to be your sugar daddy. And, and we get it. I mean, we're just like, I mean, we're every man, every woman, like we're normal people. And we, you know, we get how tough it is, but man, you just, you can't flush your kids' future away. Because the stuff your kids learn now is going to be who they are.
Like their character is way above, you know, education. And what does education mean today with all this crap being tossed in? Like, you can't care more about their financial success in life than their character. I mean, as a Christian, not just their character, but their walk with God comes above their education. I'm not going to sacrifice that. And
yeah, and this might come across as harsh. I mean, obviously we're pushing for homeschooling, and we don't mean to necessarily come across harsh, but I mean, this is religionless Christianity. I mean, we're not trying to be everybody's best friend. You know, Jesus wasn't everybody's best friend, and he rocked a lot of boats. But I just think as this world gets darker, as this country gets darker, as the country continues to turn its back on God, you got to make that tough decision. And the longer you put it off, the harder that decision is going to be. And that doesn't mean for everybody, you pull your kids out of school tomorrow and homeschool them.
About it all. Like,
yeah, definitely
really.
Pray. I mean, some families might be strong enough to weather that storm and kids. I mean, every kid's different and stuff like that. But yeah, you got to be in prayer about this stuff, because
teach your kids. If they got to stay in school, they got to see you walking with God. They need an example. And you got to tell them, say, hey, you're going into here. I don't know what to do. This is who you are. Remember who you are in Christ. And you're going into a dark place, and pray with your kids too.
And pay attention to what they're doing. Don't like look at their assignments. Talk to them about their assignments, especially if you've got middle schoolers or high school kids. And if your teacher is in this environment, man, we need good, godly teachers to stand up and be like, I'm not teaching this nonsense. I'm not.
And we know we have friends who are Christians who wouldn't. Yeah. I know they wouldn't. They would stand up against it.
You know, it's tough to stand up, especially we already talked about you're backed into a corner with debt and all this stuff up to your eyeballs. You can't lose your job. But man, the Christian walk is all about tough decisions. It's all about, you know, weighing the cost of things and trying to make the best decision to live for God in a righteous way. And we just hope that, you know, go check this article out, talk to your family about it. If you live in California, God have mercy on you. You definitely need to have talks with your family and your kids right now. But we got to wrap this episode up here. Do you have any last thoughts that you want to say about this?
I just look forward to discussing it in the comments and email us. And that's what this is about, this community. So give us any ideas or encouragement to other people.
Yeah, share your stories, give your thoughts, jump on that Discord, on the social media, give your two cents. We want to hear from you guys. We don't have all the answers, but God has the answers. So be prayerful. We will be praying for you guys. We love you guys. God bless.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.